Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 model polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. I've been using it for over 20 years, and I wouldn't use anything else. When you get to checkout, enter promo code WATCH and receive free shipping for a limited time. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about the best way of selling your pre-owned timepiece. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey watch fans, it's Amit Dev Honda and welcome to my podcast. I wanted to talk to you today about the best way to sell your pre-owned timepiece. I get this question all the time. There's a bunch of ways. I mean, you know, personally, after years and years and years of owning so many pre-owned watches, I have a lot of contacts obviously, so for me it's a little different than it is for most, but you know, there are the traditional routes, which are just as good for some people. There's eBay. The only thing with eBay is you got to watch out for the fees, especially when you get to a certain point, at a certain price point. I think the fees get higher, but I think overall, it's somewhere between 10 and 15%, or 15 and 20%, when you look at the. eBay fees and the PayPal fees and all that stuff. So the thing also to understand as well that a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, they think that if they buy a watch for $5,000, they're going to sell it for $4,800. You got to be really, like, honest to yourself about what the watch actually is going for. Do some research and really, you know, don't have massive expectations. You know, most watches, with the exception of Rolex and Patek Philippe and some Panerais and, you know, some other, you know, brands that have, you know, limited watches that may retain their value, for the most part, most watches will lose about 80% of their value as soon as you walk out the store or as soon as you buy it. If you buy it right, you know, that's a different story. But I just want, you know, all of you to manage your expectations. For me, there's nothing worse than someone who buys a watch from me and I tell them from the beginning, like, hey, this is not going to hold its value. You know, just want you to know. And they're like, yeah, I want it. And they don't listen to what I said originally. And then they come back to me and they're completely in shock, you know. You must manage your expectations. You must be realistic. And, you know, if you want watches that hold their value, there's only a couple. You know, there's also, you know, a lot of people, not a lot of people, but some people like Craigslist. I'd be very wary and careful of people on Craigslist. I'm not saying that there's not good people or good transactional value, but it's very few and far between. That's not really a, it's not something I would really use to sell a watch. Then there's also, you know, on Time Zone, the forum Time Zone, www.timezone.com. There's a forum where you can sell your watches. I think they have something up to 5,000 and then they have 5,000 and up. I'm not exactly sure on the exact monetary value, but it's something like that. That's, of course, a great place because that's very watch-centric, that's very specific to watches and people looking for watches and people with knowledge on watches, and you can ask questions and people will get back to you and so on and so forth. If you want to sell Panerai, go to, you know, there's definitely, you can go to Paneristi.com. Again, that's another forum for Panerai specifically, www.panerai.com for your Panerai watches. Panerais right now, for the most part, are not holding their value as well as they should be due to the fact that they had, in the last year, they had 3 price decreases. So that's definitely a good form. Then there's, you know, then you can go on places like What You Want and And one that I like is paulduggan.com. Paul Duggan is out of Boston. He's one of the few people I really respect. He may not give you, like all that you want for your watch, but he's fair, he's honest, and he has an amazing reputation. And without shamelessly self-promoting myself, which I will because this is my podcast, this is what I've done my whole life. Watches is my love, my joy, my passion. I have relationships, like I said. Any way you look at it, you're going to take a loss on your watch from what you paid for it, unless it's something so stellar and something so incredible and desired and there's like hysteria around it, like a Rolex Daytona in steel or something of that nature. But you are going to take a massive hit. And whether you sell it to all the places I mentioned or whether you let me assist you in helping you sell your watch, I definitely do take a commission. I like to work on 10% of whatever you get. That's usually my fee. So, I have relationships with retailers. I have relationships with, aftermarket dealers. I have relationships with a lot of people who are very powerful within the industry. So that's definitely a good way to go about it. But you definitely want to, like I said, first and foremost, and you want to make sure as well when you sell something, the more stuff that you have that came with the watch, the better. Another thing that irks me is when people are like, yep, I just have the watch, and they're expecting they're going to get exactly what they paid for it. No, you're not. You need the stuff, the stuff that make the watch complete, the full kit, the box, the papers, the receipt is always helpful if you have it. Most people don't have the receipt, but box and papers, 100%. Any of the hang tags, like with the Rolex, they have a hang tag for the serial number, and then they have a chronometer hang tag. Keep those. Keep them in the box. It's not a big deal. Put it underneath the pillow. Put the box in the safe or put it in a safety deposit box, whatever. But keep everything that you get when you buy a watch, because the more you have, the more money you'll probably get at the end. It may be very small. It could be big. It just depends on what the brand is. Some, especially with Rolex, it could make a huge difference. Sometimes it could make a difference between $500 and $1,000. Sometimes it makes a $100 difference. It really depends. But if you want to do it right and you want to get the most money for your watch, make sure you have everything complete. And also make sure you ask a lot of questions. If you're working with someone, get all the details. Get as much information as you can, and see what works best for you. That's the bottom line is you got to do what's comfortable for you. You got to do what's best for you. You got to do what makes sense for you. There are a lot of people out there who are gonna nickel and dime, really like just buy it for a song. Make sure first you check, that the watch is something of value or it's not something of value. That's another, you can always consult me on something like this. And I do charge a $350 consultancy fee. But, if you sell through me or you buy something through me within a year, I apply that fee towards the purchase or towards selling the watch. So whatever I would take as a commission, I would take that $350 out of it. Whether I'm helping you sell a watch or I'm helping you purchase a watch within the first year. If you don't work with me to purchase or sell a watch, that $350 is my fee for my time. But that's how it goes down as far as I'm concerned. But, if you have any questions, you can email me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. You can contact me through my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. Definitely check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at amitdevhonda. I'd like to thank my sponsor, Cape Cod Polishing Cloth. It really is the best polishing cloth you could use. You really will feel in a way like a professional. Honestly, when you go and polish your watch professionally somewhere, that can be $300 to $400. It could be more depending on how much damage there is to a watch. Listen, I'm not saying it's going to take out dents or serious gouges, but it will definitely take out scratches. And it turns everything into a mirrored or polished finish. And honestly, you have nothing to lose. It's only $20 and you get such a complete kit. And believe me, you won't have any regrets. You'll feel incredible after the experience. So definitely go to www.capecodpolish.com. Don't forget to enter promo code WATCH at checkout and get free shipping for a limited time. Definitely sign up for my weekly newsletter. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.